The Bible's Viewpoint. Marriage. Is marriage just a social union? What God has yoked together, let no man put apart. Matthew 19:6. What the Bible says. In God's eyes, marriage is much more than a mere social arrangement. It is a sacred union between a man and a woman. The Bible says, "From the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. On this account, a man will leave his father and mother, and the two will be one flesh. Therefore, what God yoked together, let no man put apart." Mark 10:6-9 and Genesis 2:24. The footnote reads, "The Bible allows for divorce on the grounds of sexual infidelity." End of footnote. The words, "what God yoked," or "joined together," do not mean that marriages are made in heaven. Rather, by pointing to our Creator as the originator of the marriage arrangement, the Bible emphasizes the seriousness of this union. Couples who see their marriage in that light treat it as a sacred, permanent bond, thus strengthening their determination to make their marriage a success. They further increase their prospects for success when they turn to the Bible for guidance in fulfilling their respective roles as husband and wife. What is the man's role? A husband is head of his wife. Ephesians 5:23. What the Bible says. For a family to function well, someone has to make final decisions on matters. The Bible assigns that responsibility to the husband. But that does not entitle him to be an autocrat or a bully. Nor does it allow him to shirk his responsibilities, thus eroding his wife's respect for him and imposing a needless burden upon her. Rather, God expects him to work hard, to care for his wife, and to assign her honor as his most intimate and trusted companion. Husbands ought to be loving their wives as their own bodies, says Ephesians 5:28. A husband who truly loves his wife values her abilities and talents and respectfully considers her views, especially on matters that may affect the family. He should not insist on his way simply because he is the family head. When the godly man Abraham rejected his wife's sound advice on a family matter, Jehovah God said to him, "Listen to her voice." Genesis 21:9-12. Abraham humbly complied, and his family enjoyed peace and unity, as well as God's blessing. What is the woman's role? Wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. 1 Peter 3:1. What the Bible says. Just before creating a wife for the first man, God said, "It is not good for the man to continue by himself. I am going to make a helper for him, as a complement of him." Genesis 2:18. A complement is something that completes or makes perfect. Thus, God created the woman not to be the same as the man or to compete with him, but to be his counterpart. Together, they could fulfill their divine commission to have children and fill the earth with their own kind. To enable the woman to fulfill her role, God gave her the ideal physical, mental, and emotional attributes. When she uses these wisely and lovingly, she contributes immeasurably to the success of her marriage and helps her husband feel content and emotionally secure. In God's eyes, such a fine woman is worthy of praise. End of article.